interest was Rainbow because he remembered what Tom said, that probably she would develop into a good racehorse. And that's what Jackie had his mind set on, is to enter her in a race somewhere and win some money. And then he could buy things that he always wanted, like maybe a new saddle, even the better than the one he had, or something like that that would, well, even maybe a new bridle for Maggie or something like that. So as the days went by, things were running pretty smoothly. The fences were fixed, the house was painted, and the fields were plowed. So Jackie had more time on his hands now for things that he enjoyed. One day, Tom rode in from town. Jackie had just finished setting the table, and he threw some mail down on the table. Jackie said, "Any mail for me, Tom?" Tom laughed. He said, "Well, now, who do you think's going to write to you?" He said, "Well, I have friends." He says, "Maybe Juby would write." Tom laughed. He said, "Yeah, I forgot about Juby. You think he knows how to write?" "No, I don't suppose so." He said, "Probably be addressed best chicky man in the world or something like that." He said, "But there is a letter for you, Jackie." He says, "I don't know where it's from here." He says, "I know it's from the Martins, I know." And he grabbed the letter and he ripped it open and he looked at it. He says, "Tom, I don't understand this. This isn't from my friends." He looked at the envelope. It says, "Jackie Anderson." He says, "Tom, what is this?" Tom said, "Let me look at it." He started reading. Well, this is a surprise. "What is it, Tom?" He said, "It's from a Jeff Davis out west. He says that he wants to buy your ranch." "My ranch?" "Well, there's some mistake." He said, "They sent it to the wrong person." "No, no." He said, "He described you as the heir to your uncle. And he knows that you own the ranch now." He says, "But I don't own any ranch." "Just a minute, Jackie. What did you do with that tin box?" He said, "Well, it's in the closet way up on the shelf." He said, "There's no money in it. I took all the money out." Said, "There were papers, weren't there?" "Well, I guess so." He says, "I'll get it." He went in the closet, reached up, got the tin box and brought it back and opened it and started going through some papers. "Well, there it is, Jackie." "There is what, Tom?" "Right here it says that you are the owner of a ranch out west." Jackie says, "Tom, I own a ranch out west?" "That's right, here's the deed to it." "And Jeff Davis wants to buy it, why?" "Well, he says here that there are some cattle rustlers stealing some of the cattle. And since the ranch is losing money, he would like to buy it and take it off your hands." Jackie turned a little red. "Well, those coyotes, those thieving." He says, "Tom, what are we going to do about it?" He says, "Well, we're going to have to see. We'll have to see." So Tom told him that, "Well, we'll see." And Jackie was getting quite angry. He said, "But Tom, we can't let those cattle rustlers steal our cattle." Tom rather smiled. "We can't do much about it sitting here, can we?" "No, but, you know, I have an idea, Tom. If I really have a ranch..." "Oh, you have a ranch, all right. There it is. It says right on that paper, it says so. Would you be willing to sell your ranch, Jackie?" "No, I wouldn't, Tom. If I got a ranch and," he said, "they're stealing cattle, I'm going to find out." He said, "But what I was thinking..." He said, "Do you think that we could go out there?" "Well, that's a long way." "Well, Tom, we could go out there and get those cattle rustlers and then we could come back." Tom smiled again. He said, "That takes a lot of time." But the more Tom thought about it, he'd been wanting to go west for a long time too. "Well, Jackie, if you're really serious," he replied, "I'll check into town when the next wagon train heads west." He said, "But what would you do with your ranch?" Oh, he said, I'd rent it. He says, you know John Willis? I said, sure. He got married, and he was looking for a place. I heard that in town. He says, and I let him rent it. He's a nice guy. Well, that makes sense. Well, then what's stopping us, Tom? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I might as well tell you, Maggie could not go. Maggie couldn't go, why not? Because the trip would be far too difficult, she'd never make it. Oh, well, I don't know whether I'd want to go without her. Well, sooner or later, Jackie, you're going to have to do things without her. Says John Willis to take care of her. Yeah, I never thought of that. I bet he would. So the next day, Jackie and Tom went into town. They had heard rumors that a wagon train was coming through within a few weeks. And finally, when they checked on it, they did find out definitely that a wagon train was originating and coming through their town within about 2 weeks. Jackie and Tom finally decided that they would go west. And every day, Jackie started making plans. One evening, they went to see John Willis. And the young man was very happy. He says, you mean you let us rent it? He said, well, until we get back. Tom says, and I don't know when that will be. Oh, he said, it doesn't make any difference. He said, you won't be back for a year anyway. He says, we sure are looking for a place. You'd have to take care of Maggie. Oh, we'll take care of Maggie. Don't worry about that. He said, when do you plan to leave? Well, there's a wagon train coming within 2 weeks. He says, we'll be leaving then, I guess. Well, that suits me fine. That'll work out just right. So it was decided that Jackie would rent his farm to John Willis and his young bride with the promise that he would take care of the farm and Maggie and everything else. They went down to the local livery stable, picked out a wagon, a big heavy wagon. They picked out a couple horses to pull the wagon. They went to the general store and bought a water barrel. They bought many things that they would need on the trip. And Tom had a long list, and he kept Jackie chasing here, chasing there, of all the things that they would need. Finally, when they had just about everything, Jackie looked at Tom as they were getting ready to go home with the wagon loaded with supplies. He said, Tom, there's one more thing that I should have. He said, oh, I've checked the list. He said, I've gone way down to the bottom. He said, we've got everything. Well, not everything, Tom. Well, what is it then? Well, so do you reckon we might run into some Indians? Oh, I suppose we might. There's a possibility. But what's that got to do with our supplies? Well, I was thinking, Tom, that if we run into some Indians, I'm going to have to have a gun. You mean a real gun? It wouldn't do much good a play gun, would it? Well, no, I reckon not, but, well, I never thought about that. I've been thinking a long time about that, Tom. He says, and I think I need a gun. He said, like yours, two of them. Tom says, all right. He tied the horses back to the hitching post. He said, let's go inside. They went inside the general store and said, well, you're back. Well, we forgot something. The storekeeper laughed. He said, that's about right. He says, everybody forgets something. He said, at least you thought of it before you got out in the middle of the desert somewhere. He says, what do you need? Jay says, I need a couple guns and a holster. The man's glasses just about slid off his nose. What? He says, that's right. He says, the boy's old enough to have guns. So I'd like to have some as near as like Tom's as possible. Well, I wouldn't have anything like that. He said, but I've got something pretty good. He went back and brought out a belt, two holsters, and two guns. Wow. Boy, those are nice, Tom. Jackie looked at him. Tom looked at him. Tom felt one of them. Took out his guns and put them on the case in front of him and put the other guns in his holster and grabbed both of them, flipped them around a few times, pointed them and flipped them back. Jackie said, "Wow, Tom, how do you do that so fast?" He says, "Practice." He says, "They feel right." He says, they're weighted down just about right. He says, "They're pretty good guns." He said, "I'd say they're the best we have." Well, Jackie felled them and tried to twist it like Tom did, and they fell to the floor. He said, "I wouldn't recommend that you do that yet, Jackie." He says, "All right, we'll take them. And we'll need a couple boxes of ammunition." Jackie says, "Yeah." He says, "Come on, let's put some bullets in." "Hold on, Jackie. The only way that you're going to get these guns is that you promise me that you'll never put a bullet in that gun until you get my permission. If you can't promise that, no guns." "Well, Tom, what will a gun do without a bullet in it?" He says, "It won't do anything, but I don't want you to shoot your toes off." "I wouldn't shoot. Why would I shoot at my toes? They're not running off or anything." "So that isn't the idea." He says, "You have to learn how to use a gun before you put bullets in it. Is it a deal or not?" "Yes, it's a deal." He says, "I won't do anything until you tell me to." He says, "We'll take them." Man started driving. "No, I'll put them on now." Jackie put them on. He looked at Tom's belt. Tom wore it rather low. He pushed his down low on the right side just a little bit. Set him up just like Tom's. He looked up at Tom and smiled. And Tom paid the bill. And he says, "Well, I guess we're ready to go. Oh, you better pick up the bullets." He picked up the bullets and they started to leave. Jackie was following Tom, and he'd take a big step exactly like Tom did. Tom stopped, took his thumb and pushed the brim of his hat back just a little bit. Jackie stopped and took his thumb and pushed the lid of his hat back just a little bit. Tom looked up at the sky. Jackie looked up at the sky. "Looks like it might be a pretty nice day. I hope the weather holds out for a few more weeks like this." Jackie says, "I reckon so, Tom. I hope the weather holds out like this for a couple weeks." Tom looked at him and smiled. He says, "Well, we've got work to do." "I reckon we do, Tom. We've got work to do." He climbed on the seat and the two of them left town, Ritzy in the back. Ritzy didn't know what it was all about, but he knew that something exciting was going to happen because they were buying things and so forth, especially guns, and he knew that. And finally, when they got to the ranch, Tom was making another list of all the things, the kind of food they'd have to still buy, and the water barrels, and the canteens, and the guns, and the ammunition. And he was figuring out all the things that he would need. Jackie would, in his spare time, would go out by the corral and take his empty guns and put a bottle or something on the fence and point and aim. He said, "Bang, bang, bang, bang." One day, Tom happened to be going by. He says, "You missed, Jackie, you missed." "Oh, hi, Tom." He said, "Well, I couldn't hit it with an empty gun anyway. But I'm just practicing." He says, "Well, if I have some time." He says, "Well, I have some right here." He says, "Look." He says, "You pull the guns like this, and you always shoot from the hip. Got it? Try it like this." And he pulled out his gun, held it down by his hip, and shot. He says, "Go put a couple bottles up there." Jackie put a couple bottles on the post. He says, "All right, Jackie, I'm going to start walking toward the house. When you yell, 'Go,' he says, I'll turn around and shoot." He says, "Okay." He said, "You're going to hit the bottles?" He said, "Well, I hope so." Tom says, "All right, here we go." He was had his hands down at his sides. Jackie says, "Go!" Tom swung around and fired both barrels, and when Jackie looked up, both bottles were knocked off and broken. "Wow, Tom." He says, "Wow." He said, "Could I try it?" He says, "All right, put another bottle up there." He put a bottle up. He put one shell in one gun. He says, "You try it with one gun." Jackie says, "All right, I'll start walking." He says, "No, you won't start walking." He says, "You kept looking at that bottle. Draw your gun, aim, and fire." "Oh, that's easy." He says, "All right, ready? Go." Jackie pulled out his gun, almost dropped it, shot from the hip and pulled the trigger and almost scared him when it went off. And when he opened his eyes, the bottle was still there. "Not bad, Jackie, not bad. But that bottle's still there." He says, because you didn't follow through. He said, I'll give you another bullet. He stuck another bullet. He says, follow me. He says, now, gently, loosely, pull the gun out. Jackie pulled it out. Now, aim it at the bottle from the hip. Jackie aimed it from the hip. He says, all right, fire. Tom fired and Jackie fired. He said, I got it. I got it, Tom. I got it. See, I could do it. He says, you didn't do it, Jackie. I did. Oh, Tom. He says, you'll learn. You'll learn. They both shot. And, of course, Jackie thought he hit it. And he started chumming. He says, see, Tom, I told you, I told you. Tom shook his head. No, I did it. But, Tom, he said, I shot. He says, I did, too. You didn't hear my shot because you were listening to your own. Oh, Tom. He said, this time I won't shoot. He put another bottle up there. Jackie says, all right, Tom, watch. Tom said, I'll count to three. One, two, three. Jackie yanked his gun out, just about pulled his holster with it. Tom said, no. He said, that's too rough. Gentle, gentle, gentle. Well, how am I going to get it out with gentle, gentle, gentle? Like this. He says, clear the holster completely. He said, you have to have the feel of it. The whole thing is in the feel. He said, now take your hand, and he put his hand down on it. He said, now without rubbing it anywhere along the side. Hey, Tom, that's different. He said, of course it is. Now try it a few times. And finally he got it. Now, shoot from the hips. Jackie pointed it. He says, no, you're not even close. And finally Tom helped him. He says, all right, now let's try it. One, two, three. Jackie pulled the trigger and closed his eyes and fired. Jackie, you don't close your eyes. He says, keep your eyes open. Oh, I don't know, Tommy. He says, I guess I'll never learn this stuff. He says, you sure know a lot about guns. He says, I've lived with them a long time. He says, you know, I'm older than you. Jackie looked up at him. He says, yeah, you grew faster than I did, too. He says, well, let's try it again. So this time Tom counted one, two, three. Jackie pulled it out and it felt different. And he pointed it, shot from the hip and left his eyes open. And right before his eyes, the glass shattered. Hey, Tom, wow. Wow, Tom. I said, yeah, I heard it. Wow. So that's pretty good. He said, could I try with two guns? He says, not until you know it better than that with one gun. So Jackie was real happy now. Finally, he knew how to handle a gun, at least like Tom wanted him to. And the next few days, whenever Jackie had a few minutes extra, he would be out practicing with the gun, without bullets, of course. But he practiced and practiced. Sometimes Tom got rather disgusted. He says, Jackie, said, if we're going to leave with that wagon train, he says, get over here and help me. Okay, Tom. Okay, he said, I was just practicing. Yes, I think you practice in your sleep. He says, how did you know that, Tom? He says, you do? He says, yeah, I even dream about it. He says, Tom, he says, last night, he says, we were in the covered wagon, just the two of us. And out of the hills there were engines, thousands of engines. And you know what I did? Tom says, no, what happened? He says, I ran in the woods and hid. He said, well, I guess maybe that was the smartest thing to do if there were thousands of Indians. He said, but I didn't have my guns. That was it. I couldn't find them. And you locked them up so I couldn't have them. He said, well, I won't do that. Not when we really start. He says, tomorrow I got to go into town. He says, the wagon master is coming in ahead of the wagon train to get food and equipment and other things that they need. He said, I want to talk to him, see if we can join the wagon train. Jack said, could I go with you, Tom? Well, I reckon you can. So the next day was a big day when they rode into town. Tom asked around if they saw the head wagon master from the wagon train. And finally they went to the blacksmith shop. He said, well, Tom, he said, I hear you're going to leave. He said, I forgot his name. He said, he was in here this morning buying some supplies. He said, it's got a couple wagons that I'm going to have to work on. I think he's down at the saloon. He says, thanks. Tom walked down to the saloon and pushed the swinging doors open, and Jackie started to follow. Tom turned him around and pushed him straight back out. He says, you wait out here. He says, gee, Tom, wait out here. No, that's all I do is wait out here. Tom looked around and he saw a man, a huge man, with a dark beard and a gray big hat, boots. He didn't have to ask anyone if that was the wagon master. He knew it. He walked over to him, looked down at him. He was sitting down. The man looked up. He said, "My name is Tom Dawson." He said, "Are you the wagon master?" He says, "Yeah, I'm the wagon master." He says, "I have a wagon. We're heading west, and we sort of wondered if there'd be room for us." The man stood up. He was even taller than Tom. He looked Tom over from head to toe. He says, "I reckon we could have another wagon." He says, "Except this." He says, "The only place open is the last wagon." Tom looked rather shocked. He says, "You don't have?" He said, "I have a boy with me, just the two of us." "The last wagon." He said, "If you want to come along," he said, "that's where you're going to be, the last wagon. And by the way, my name is Bart Wilson." He says, "Well, thank you, Bart." He says, "If that's the only place you have," he says, "that's what we'll take." Tom knew that that wasn't the best place, not with Jackie, because the last wagon, if there was an attack, they usually got the last wagon first. And Tom knew that, but he didn't want to tell Jackie that. Finally, Tom, he says, "All right," he says, "when do you plan to leave?" He says, "We will be rolling Monday morning at sunrise." He says, "I would suggest that you get in here Sunday afternoon and get ready." He says, "All right." Tom started to leave. Mr. What was the name? Dawson. "Oh, Mr. Dawson, let me tell you something, and I want you to get this straight." He says, "You understand I'm the wagon master?" "Yes, I understand that." "And the wagon master gives orders. Do you understand that?" I said, "Well, yes, I know that." He says, "All right, you keep that in mind. When I give an order, I expect it to be obeyed. Understand?" "Sure." I said, "Sure, I understand that." He said, "I've done a little bit of this myself." Tom left. Jackie was waiting. He says, "Well, Tom," he says, "what, what?" He says, "We leave Monday morning at sunrise. We'll come in Sunday afternoon." And Jackie, he said, "We're going to be last wagon." He said, "Well, that's all right, Tom." He said, "Well, it isn't really all right, Jackie." He said, "Because if there's an attack or any trouble, usually the last wagon gets it first." Jackie looked a little frightened. He says, "You mean engines?" He says, "Possibly." He says, "I hope we don't have any trouble, but you have to be extra cautious." "So, well, I will," he says, "especially if I have bullets in my guns." Tom says, "You're not going to have bullets in your guns," he said, "unless you absolutely need them." He says, "Tom, if we're surrounded by engines," he says, "I need them." He says, "When you're surrounded, you'll get them." And he says, "Jackie," they were walking along the boardwalk, he says, "I want to tell you now, if this should ever happen," he says, "save one bullet." He said, "For the Indian chief, huh?" "No, no." "Well, for what?" He said, "If I see Indians, I'm going to shoot at them." "But you save your last bullet." "Tom, what for?" "Jackie, you save it for yourself." "For myself?" "Jackie, you don't understand." He said, "It is much easier to use the last bullet yourself than to be captured by Indians and go through some of the tortures they put you through." He says, "If you have a choice, it's better that you use the last bullet." "Gee, I never thought of that, Tom." He says, "You mean they really?" "They really, yes." He looked at Tom. "Tom, do you always keep a last bullet?" Tom reached into his belt. He says, "See this one?" "Yeah, it's a silver." "That's my bullet." "Tom, you mean you would?" He says, "When things get to the point where I'd be captured by an Indian tribe to be tortured," he says, "that's what I will use." He said, "I keep it way up here in front." Jackie thought this would be so much fun, going on this great trip and all these exciting things and everything. But finally, when he remembered that the Indians might be there, the torture, the using his own bullet. He wondered if maybe he shouldn't stay home. But Jackie kept practicing with the guns, knowing that they were going to go, because he wasn't about to let some rustlers take over his ranch. He was going to go west and find out what the trouble was. The days passed very quickly, and before long it was Sunday morning, and this was the day they were to pack the wagon and head into town and spend the night and join the rest of the wagon and leave in the morning. This was probably one of the most exciting days for Jackie, as he was packing and getting the barrel filled with water and getting the supplies in, running back and forth. And finally Tom laughed. He said, "Jackie, slow down." He said, "You'll be worn out before we get started." He says, "Well, we got to get this thing going. We got to get it going." He says, "We will, we will." And he looked down the drive and he saw a wagon coming up. "Wonder who that is." Jackie stood up on the back of the wagon. "So I know who that is. That's John Willis." He said, "He's coming, bringing stuff already." He says, "He'll probably want to move in right away." And finally he drove up. "Hi. Hello, John." He says, "We're about ready to get out of here." He says, "You can move in anywhere." He pulled up and looked over the place. He says, "You're sure leaving it in good shape for me?" Jackie looked at him and smiled. He says, "And it better be in good shape when I get back, too." Tom looked around. He said, "I guess we've got everything." They shook hands and wished each other good luck. And all of a sudden, Jackie looked at Tom. He says, "Tom, I've got to do one more thing." "Well, I thought we had everything." He said, "I've checked the list. Well, you probably don't have this on your list." "Well, whatever you have to do, let's get it done." He said, "Let's go." "Well, it's going to take a few minutes." "So what do you need to do, Jackie?" He said, "Well, it's kind of personal." "Well, all right." He says, "Well, go do it, whatever you're going to do." He says, "Well, Tom, I've got to go tell Maggie goodbye." "Oh, well, I'll wait up here for you." Jackie walked down towards the stables. Maggie was in the stall. She knew something was going on. Ritzy followed him a halfway down and stopped. He thought too, and said, better let Jackie just be alone with Maggie. So he sat down halfway down the hill, looked both ways, first at Tom and then at Jackie, and didn't know which way to go. Jackie walked over to Maggie and went over to the oats bin and got a couple of handfuls of oats and put it in her box. Maggie says, I'm going to tell you something you may not like, but you see, says, we're going to go west, Tom and I, because there's some cattle rustlers out there that are stealing our cattle. And because I don't think you'd be able to make it, Maggie, you got to stay behind. He said, but you'll be taken care of. He said, John Willis will take care of you. And he says, I'll write him a letter. I'll ask him about you and things like that. Maggie kind of just looked at him and stuck her nose up and nudged him. Finally, Jackie sniffled. He says, well, Tom's waiting for me, Maggie. He said, you be a good horse now and take care of yourself, okay? And he ran out the barn and up the hill and climbed up on the seat. Tom crawled up beside him and looked around and waved to John and his wife. They yelled back, good luck. And pretty soon the wagons start rolling down towards the road, with Ritzy following along the side. Jackie didn't say anything, but every so often Tom would hear, shh, shh. Finally, Jackie kind of looked up and he says, nice sunny day. So that sun kind of gets in your eyes, doesn't it? He says, yeah, it kind of bright, makes your eyes water sometimes. He says, yeah. He said, that sun is sure bright. It makes my eyes water too. And he took his shirt sleeves and wiped his eyes. Tom didn't say anything for a long time, neither did Jackie. But finally, Tom knew it was time to talk about other things. says, Jackie, he says, I hope you understand how serious it is to be the end wagon in the wagon train. And I want you to do everything that...